Breakfast, Sam and Narissa, getting to the pointy end of business for The Block 2016, and oh my goodness, the stress levels are off the charts.
Fever pitch, you might say. The couple feeling it at the moment. We saw last night Sasha and Julia join us this morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, legends. I have to go back to earlier on in the show when poor Julia just could not choose the paint for the wall, the feature wall.
I just can't even decide.
Three minutes, a little bit. Don't worry, come on. I'll let her get you. A long way to go yet.
No, no, it's too hard. I just want to go home.
No, you don't want to come home.
Oh, it's just the stress. It's just picking a paint colour, but it must be really hard.
I hate hearing that back. That's awful. Yeah, you know, look, The Block was, it was a crazy experience, and it was not at all what we anticipated. In day-to-day life, I'm not like that. But there, the hardest thing you will do some days is pick a paint colour, and sometimes that's all it takes to tip you over the edge. And then when you've got a gorgeous guy like Evan from Maya 10 putting his arm around you, and the tears just flow.
Yeah.
Can we ask you guys, the pressures of the show are obvious, but has it impacted your relationship in a negative way?
No, not at all in a negative way. I actually think quite the opposite. I think we learn a lot about each other. And, you know, look, we went to bed every night on The Block just, you know, giving each other a hug and telling each other we love each other and just saying, look, not such a great day for us. But, you know, move on and, you know, next day will be better. And, you know, we're both passionate people. We wear our hearts on our sleeves. So at the end of the day, you were going to see absolutely everything from us, which I think you did.
Yeah, I love that. No holes barred sort of thing. You gave us a real insight into the stress. And it's not just this show. I mean, Matt from Survivor, he says he's still trying to recover from that experience. But, Julia, Julia, tell us, what did Sasha ask for her birthday one year?
I don't know. What did you ask for your birthday one year?
Well, I think I can't remember. I think I read somewhere that she wanted battery chargers.
Oh yeah.
What the?
Yeah, she wanted battery chargers for all of her Ryobi tools. She's obsessed with. And I rolled my eyes behind her, and I said, you're not getting battery chargers for your birthday. Pick something else. Go to the Ryobi cordless one. Yeah.
Shameless plug, shameless plug. Well, guys, it's been a...
Oh, my God. And they're not even sponsoring her.
They will be now.
They will now. Well, Julia and Sasha from The Block, it's been a hell of an experience.
We would like to win. We don't actually know. The auction's not for a couple of weeks yet, so we actually have no idea. We don't even have our reserve yet. We know nothing. But we would love to win. We have had a Feng Shui specialist come in and do everything she can to the house to get us in the best position. So, look, here's hoping. I tell you, we've done absolutely everything possible, and there's nothing we would change or nothing we would do different. So, you know, if that brings us home the win, then fantastic.
And
we've got the gag in our too.
Yeah, exactly. Legends, Blockheads, Julia and Sasha. We were loving watching the journey and good luck with the auction.
Thanks, guys.